Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to blogtalkradio.com with Selena Pinkney coming at you live. And it is going to be a great day today. It's January 31st, 2016, y'all. And Happy New Year to everybody else. Those of you that are tuning in with us for the first time, welcome. This is a packed show today on developing intimate relationship with God through prayer and how prayer changes things. We had Overseer Hills with us live last week that was sharing in prayer with us. And today we have a guest on the show that's going to be Miss Keisha and or Miss Kim. They are coming at you live. I see them standing by on the air. They are going to be giving us a brief briefing on a company called Freedom Paper. And it's definitely an encouragement to have them with us to explain the company that they work for. It is actually owned by African American man Vernon Muhammad. He is my second cousin, and I am proud to have them come in and join us for our opening prayer. And let me just see if I can get them connected with us now. Okay, caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Keisha and Sister Kim is on the line. We're calling from Greensboro,
North Carolina. Welcome. Do we have you both on a conference call or are you on two separate phones? Are you on a speakerphone? Okay. Sometimes the speaker could give a little echo. That's the only reason why I was asking. talking phone.
I took mine off.
Okay. So, fantastic. And I had the liberty of meeting these professional, beautiful young ladies over at Bethel AME Zion Church over in Greensboro, North Carolina. As you know, we do travel. I was coming at you live from New Jersey at one time when we first started the prayer line, ladies and gentlemen. Then I was coming at you live from Pennsylvania. Now I'm coming at you live from North Carolina, and who knows where we'll be next. So follow our show. Those of you that are listening in, if you're not able to connect tonight, I want you to try to connect. The studio lines is 323-870-4054, or you can always listen in. You can always get on to the website on the Internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Prayer Line. All of our shows are recorded. Definitely reach out to me on our social media page through Facebook also, as that is the new landline phone, replacing landline, by the way. So you can find me on social media under Selena Pinckney or my business name, The Prayer Line. And, yes, you have to type in the as well. I'm going to ask Kim if – let me just ask you, Kim. We met at the Bethel Church today. Were you there for the service also, or did you come in solely just to promote the Freedom Paper?
Oh, no, ma'am. I was there for the service. I was so uplifted for that service.
Amen. Okay, so are you a Christian?
Nevertheless. Actually, I'm Muslim, but I definitely, I appreciate when everybody's in the spirit and righteousness, I'm there. So it was beautiful.
Amen. And so you are Christian or non-denominational?
Me?
Are you Methodist?
Jesus.
Yeah, the church. You, the church. The church that we visited.
Oh, I'm a
Methodist. Are you?
Yeah, that's the Methodist Church. I'm at Muhammad Mosque number 6. I'm a Muslim.
Oh, okay. Well, we all the same. You cut us, we all bleed the same blood. We all came from one creation. But at any rate,
well,
I want to amen. And I respect that. So I definitely want to say that they did have a phenomenal service. They also had a dinner for us, and we got a chance to take pictures. I actually, if it's okay with you, I wanted to get approval to share the group photo on the Prayer Line spinoff show that we have on our social media page to assist in promoting the Freedom Paper as well, Ms. Kim and Keisha. Would that be all right with you? The picture?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I was going to post it today before the radio show, but I wanted to, you know, just get confirmation with you live that I have the okay to post.
Yeah, we appreciate
photo
it, and we just want to let you know that our company name is actually Peace and Progression. So we're carrying the Freedom Paper and paper products, but here in Greensboro, we're Peace and Progression, and it's a co-op, Peace and Progression co-op.
Okay, right. So that's fine. So you're all affiliated, and together we make a difference. We make it work. So that's what's important.
Absolutely.
And if you want to, I just want to ask you to give a few short lines of information on your company, how it got started, and what your vision is for Freedom Paper and also the company that you just mentioned. Say that name for me, for us again, please.
I like
that you're affiliated. Okay, go ahead, Keisha.
Yes. Thank you. First of all, thank you so much, Selena, for having us on the show. It is such a pleasure and an honor. So let's say that. Also, our name is Peace and Progression. I appreciate it. And like my sister said, we are carriers of Freedom Paper Company products. And we're actually really happy because we are providing a retail outlet option for people right here in Greensboro. So instead of going online, paying that shipping and handling fee, you can walk in, get some products, and then walk out. So our grand opening is coming soon, and we're so excited. And we actually carry over 600 different products. We have the bathroom tissue. We also have plastic eating utensils, even cleaning supplies. So it's extensive. And I'd like to revisit our name again. We chose the name of our company, Peace and Progression, because we really believe and bringing that to our community. So it was very deliberate, just like the naming of Freedom Paper Company. The founders truly believe in that freedom. So what we do is we actually practice group economics to the full extent. Like we're at a Black-owned bank. Once we receive money, we recirculate those dollars right there in our community, as well as provide job opportunities, you know, creating that economic paradigm shift so we can bring about real change that we can see, you know, every day. And it's been such a pleasure and such an honor. And we really feel like if we can continue to practice these group economics and continue to put our communities and our people first, and really taking care of one another, that we can see peace and progression in everyone's lives. And I think that's something we could all use more of.
I agree with you, Ms. Keisha. I feel that it is phenomenal that the company is African-American owned. In the history of the United States, we all know that we came here not by choice, but we were brought here centuries ago. And it is definitely a plus and an honor to be able to have your own business for anyone in this day and age, to be able to make a difference to the community. Like you just mentioned, you recirculate the revenue back out into the community. I always look at it, each one teach one. We need to learn from each other, and once we get where we're going, we can reach down and pull the next person up. And that is the way it's going to happen. That's the way it's going to work for all of us if we expect to get to the next level. And that's the bottom line I want to stress tonight on the air, is the next level. We need more people like Farrakhan. We need more people like Martin Luther King. And we need more people like Al Sharpton. We don't have that many out here today in this day and age. Most of the leaders that we've had over the years have already gone home and are deceased. So we need to continue to instill the freedom that we need. We have the freedom. It's time to use it. There was a time when we didn't always have that freedom to even have a say in going to school. And then at some point we had segregated schools. We had to fight to be able to have the same and be treated as more than just 3/4 of a man. So, and then we had to fight for women's rights. So now that we have all of this stuff, we're not done yet, but if we continue working together, we make a difference. And just to ask you, Keisha or Kim, when you say you want to recirculate the revenue out into the community, what are some of the other things you do? I know you said you offer jobs, but what are the other things you do to recirculate that out into the community?
Oh, wow, yes. Well, we do a great many of things. I really appreciate that question. And I know Sister Kim has some points she wants to talk about as well. But we really focus on the food desert. Guilford County, which comprises of Greensboro and other areas, it's actually one of the top in the nation for hunger. We have a really vast food desert right here on the east side of Greensboro, North Carolina. So that is a topic that we take great pride in paying attention to. So whenever we service a church that has a food pantry that's trying to get these food to the people, to the children that truly need it, we like to go ahead and give a percentage back. We can help stock that pantry. And we're also always on the lookout for additional charities that help people right here in Greensboro. So, and that's actually a reflection of our parent company, Freedom Paper. They do the same thing. They constantly are giving back to charity. They have lots of different organization incentives, and we definitely want to bring that home. We want to concentrate that same energy and effort right here in Greensboro. And then I know Sister Kim, she came up with a wonderful idea in regards to the youth. Did you want to touch up on that, Sister?
Oh, yes. I was just going to add, because when Sister Selena was talking about the Each One, Teach One, and that is a very integral part of what we're striving to do with our youth program. We are actively seeking males specifically, but we, you know, females as well. But right now we're going to be focusing on ages 7 to 17, because we want them to be able to pair up independent contractors. We're actively seeking more independent contractors who would love to be a part of our team. However, we will be asking them to give service hours towards our mentorship program, where they will actually be taking our youth door to door. They'll teach them how to do, you know, tie their shoes up, pull up their pants, give them some bow ties, and take them out into the community. And, you know, we'll be setting up plans where the youth could be earning income as well. So that's something that's very much a part of our passion and giving back to the community as well. So,
and Sister Kim, how old do the kids have to be to start in that particular project or program?
So that's 7 to 17. Because you're 18, you can actually be an independent contractor. So what, 7 to 17, and we're specifically looking for our black male youth because they are our future, and we want to empower them. We're really about the community economic empowerment. So since they're our future,
well, you
we
got
want
one
to be able
coming
to train them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good.
You got one coming down there. I'm going to send Micah on down there. I'll be trying to, you know, I teach them early. And like I said, when I met you, Micah has always, I've always instilled in him to always wear your belt and your pants, pull your pants up, wear your tie. When you go to church, you dress up, you know, and always shake hands very firmly. Look people in the eye, you know, have your notes all together and prepare before you go out. Have your book bag by the door before you go out the door. Take your shower.
Okay, so
you
can be part of our training team.
Hey, you know, I've got an associate's degree in teaching, actually. I would love to definitely network more with you on that mentorship. So definitely keep me posted. You have my email. You should have it. Once you check your email, you'll see. If you don't have it, you can always text me or call me, and we'll be able to get that email to you. But
yes,
I know you have my personal
cell phone. I have your text message as well. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
fantastic.
Ma'am.
And,
can we give the our email so if anyone wants to send their resume or their bio, they can definitely go to Peace and Progression. I'm sorry, peaceandprogression@gmail.com, and it's peace like P-E-A-C-E. Just to be clear, P-E-A-C-E. The word and A-N-D, and progression P-R-O. progression@gmail.com.
Okay, let me just clarify this. For some reason, I thought you were saying T as in Tom, M as in Mary progression. You're not saying TM.
No, peace, like, you know, peace and prosperity, peace.
Oh, peace.
Love, peace, and happiness.
Peace and progression.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Peace and progression at gmail.com. And I'm spelling out and, A-N-D. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay, so I got that. That's your email. Is there a website you want to announce? Okay, that's the email, but is there
the email is the best way to contact us yet. We still haven't, we're still actually looking. We just ran into someone today at Bethel who may be able to assist us with some web design. So if there's anybody out there who has that expertise, please send us an email.
Okay, and so we have that peaceandprogression@gmail.com, and I feel that is a fantastic thing that you all are doing and networking with the companies and networking with everyone. It's all about business, you know, whether you're visiting a church or a school or what have you. I feel that as people in the United States, especially in the African-American community where in Greensboro, like we said earlier, it is really needed to definitely dig in and reach into the community and pull up those young men and young girls and young boys to train them up, you know, and train them up in the ways they should go. And there's always somebody that taught us, you know, how to be a business person, or whether it was a teacher or your first grade teacher or a mentor that you had or your coach on the basketball team. And Kim, can you recall a time who first introduced you to being business-minded at all? Do you recall if it was a teacher or?
That's funny. Actually, I was always the rebel. I can remember being in second grade and figuring out mathematically like a bag of blow pops and selling them to my friends for a quarter. You know, I was like, oh, I could do this. So I sort of just always had this thing.
When
I was a little girl.
Were you like second grade doing that?
Yes, I was in like second or third grade, and then when I went to Morgan State University, I'm just fast forwarding a little bit, but well, actually, when I was 16 or so, I started, I got my lifeguarding, and I started a swim with Kim. I mean, anything that I could ever see or vision, I just kind of jumped in, you know, sink or swim kind of thing, and I just kept it moving. And as I said, when I was at Morgan State University, the people that had the munchies, I got a little after hours together. I went to Sam's Club and got the little chicken and cheese steaks, and yeah, I was slicing and dicing.
Wow, so you sold the chicken and cheese steak sandwiches also?
Doing all that, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So he's always been a
and you know, I always found someone shutting me down because I didn't know the business aspects of things. I had the spirit, but I didn't have the mentorship. I didn't have those kinds of things. It wasn't until later where I started, really networking, and I opened my own business about 10 or 12 years ago, Signs of Enrichment, which was teaching sign language. And I've just always been a person kind of out on the forefront doing my own thing, as they say. But I'm actually, my profession is a sign language interpreter. So I've, done a lot just with teaching others. And so my passion is to, like you say, each one teach one. And I did homeschool my own three. I have an 18-year-old. I have a 11-year-old.
You have an 18-year-old.
9-year-old.
Wow.
I do.
You have a young face. You look fabulous. And so you have two kids.
Thank you.
Said three.
No, three. Yes, I have three
children.
Oh,
you have three. Okay. Bless your heart.
Yes.
And how about, this is Kim that's talking now, right?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes, I'm Kim.
Okay,
and,
Kim.
And Keisha.
Thank you for that testimony. And Keisha, how about yourself? Do you remember when you or who first showed you how to be into the business world of things? Was it a teacher or a cheerleader or coach or anything? Or who?
Well, as far as business goes, I would say that my mother taught me a lot about having a very strong work ethic. She spoke to me and my siblings, dog on here every day, about how important it is to, when you show up and you perform at your best. She says, if you're not going to do it right, you might as well not do it at all, you know? So she just taught us that we're really supposed to put forth our maximum effort in everything that we did. So she taught us to just take pride in our work. So with that pearl of wisdom, I've just taken it and I've tried my best to apply it. So whenever it came to business, whenever it came to service, whenever it came to any aspect of my life, I just remembered that we're going to work hard to make these dreams an actual reality. And if it's worth doing, then it's worth doing well. So she was really the first one that kind of pointed me in that direction.
That's great. That's great. Hats off to Mom. I know I had a mother that was very strict, and she always told us, we went to a Catholic school for 9 years, and then we went to our church on the weekend, but she always had us iron our uniforms the night before, take your bath at night, roll up your hair or braid up your hair. We had a lot of hair, so we had to make sure we did it the night before because she wasn't going to help us fight with it in the morning. And my father was the one that introduced us to the business side of things. He'd always tell us, save your money, save your money. Mm. If he gave us about $2 for the week, he'd say, you better make it last. At the time, you can buy these soft pretzels for a quarter each. So if you came to him before the end of the week and needed more money, he'd be like, well, I gave you $2. I told you to save your money and hold on to it, not to splurge.
That's right.
Stretch it, because it don't cost $2 for two pretzels or three pretzels, you know. So he always told us that constantly, and I was always an entrepreneur. Like Kim mentioned, she was an entrepreneur with the lollipops and buying the cheesesteak sandwiches. My thing was I had an online bakery at one time when I lived in Jersey years ago.
Wow.
And people would order from my website, and I would bake the macadamia and nuts and chocolate chip cookies, homemade or cakes and different things, and I would actually box it and put a nice doily bakery sheet underneath it and deliver it to them in the neighborhood. And then I remember doing vacation travel. I was an entrepreneur for Ameriplan for healthcare.
I did vacation travel too.
You did that?
That was funny.
And I did a couple other things, but that I can't think of off the top of my head. But I was always an entrepreneur. And then I started the prayer line. The prayer line I started in 2009, but it came from a vision. Everybody has a vision.
Yes.
It all starts someplace. And then you have to get that paper out and start writing down your ideas. For you ladies and gentlemen that are listening and the young people out there, always when you have a vision, put it down on paper. Pray about it, be about it, and take
right.
the first form moving from there. But don't ever quit, because if you quit, then you'll be going in a circle. Don't ever quit. Keep moving forward. It's all about the next level, the next level, the next level. And before I jump into my next segment, ladies, I just want you to know that I really appreciated meeting you all. I know you had a special today with the Freedom Paper. It was one paper towel and two rolls of the paper tissue. That was about $5 for the special today?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
ma'am. Okay. Mm-hmm. And where in Greensboro, you had mentioned that you have some retail outlets. Can you just name maybe one or two where they people in the community can get it?
We actually have a physical location. It's at 1206 Grove Street, Grove, Grove Street. We do ask, since we are just starting, that people get in contact with us first. That the physical location right now is where we're actually bringing the products in, so we're not there. We don't have all the store hours set up just yet, but we can obviously meet people there, and we distribute from that point as well. So we actually, if
okay.
you have any other questions, the best way is at peaceandprogression@gmail.com. If you want to make an order or ask questions or any other
right.
way, we can definitely, you know, get back to you.
And you all are out in Maryland. Fantastic. And you all out in Maryland as well. I believe that's where it all started, in Maryland.
Yes. I lived in Baltimore, Maryland for 22 years, and I was actually one of the first people to purchase a Freedom Paper product. When the brother in Baltimore, I know he's with, his name is Brother Kamos Muhammad, and he's with Brother Vernon. But Brother Kamos was the one who actually, I guess it was his vision with a few other people in Baltimore. So I was actually there at the mosque the day that they came, and they said, "Hey, we've got black manufacturer," and we all went, "What?" So that was it came full circle when he actually ended up visiting recently to one of our cultural events over at Bethel, and I was there. So this was a very divine meeting, and so when I saw him, and he said, "Hey," and I said, I said, "You know what, this is a businessman, he's very ethical." I actually worked with him we came up with a black business code of ethics. So we had really worked and pushed hard together in Baltimore. So I was more than happy to represent his company here in the Greensboro area. So we're just so excited to be able to make this connection. And then to find out that when we met you today, that your cousin is actually his partner. So that was just like a nice little coming full
amen.
Circle of it all. It was beautiful.
Yes,
absolutely.
And Vernon, he's a good
man. Amen to
that, for sure. Vernon is related to me through my father's side, the Pinckneys. And before he
okay.
became Muhammad, and through his mother's side, his mother and my father, first cousin. Vernon actually had my son and I over out in Maryland when we had a power outage when I used to reside in Pennsylvania. And it was all over the news that Allentown, Pennsylvania was out of power for like, some people had no power for 3 days, some people 5 days with no power because of a big snowstorm
right.
we had. About a year and a half ago, maybe
yes,
2 years ago. And I remember
yes.
making coffee in my fireplace. And me,
wow.
my son and
wow.
I, you know, we were shivering in blankets hoping that the power would come back on. And he contacted
yes.
us and said, hey, cuz, you know, don't sit in that cold house. You need to get up, and you and Micah, and come on down to Maryland to my place. I got one place. There's plenty of space in here for y'all. You don't need to do that. Come on down to Maryland. So we came on down.
That's
took
beautiful.
Good care of us.
Beautiful.
He taught us how to eat vegetarian and be healthy. He even gave me a book
yes.
on eating healthy and and
oh, that's great.
And the vegetables and everything. But and we do the family reunions and everything. So looking forward to see him again at the next family reunion and or over at Freedom Paper down if he drives up to Greensboro or I drive over there.
So
absolutely,
we're
not that far away. Not that far away. It's really. I do the drive quite often, actually. So it's just.
How long?
I have a lot of family
that's
still in Baltimore.
Between Greensboro and over in Maryland, where you all are, what's the drive? What's the hours and driving time? Because
okay,
I did
so
the drive to Pennsylvania before.
Brother.
I didn't do it. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you're talking about Brother Vernon or Brother Kamo, it's probably about four or five hours. But if you're talking about me or Sister Keisha, we might be on the slow little mama road, you know. So I've done it in about 5.5 to 6 hours.
If you got
to kind of avoid some D.C. and Virginia traffic.
Okay.
So it just depends on what time you go. So, but it's
That's not too bad.
I mean, you
can probably go for
stop along the way.
Or spend the day, leave nice and early and just spend the day out there. See, I took the drive from Pennsylvania to Maryland. I haven't taken the drive from Greensboro back up because I just recently relocated my studio services out here to Greensboro, but I was in PA literally 2 months ago. So anyway.
Oh, well, welcome. Welcome to Greensboro.
Yeah, so like I said, we thank you. So we travel, Micah and I, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and I believe our next stop is probably Canada. We're going to be doing a trip up there. And I'm also networking with another one of our African-American brothers. He's actually from Ghana, and he's taking shipments of clothing to donate back to the motherland, and I'm going to be helping him distribute and donate things for the poor communities back there. From what I hear, what my cousin Vernon mentioned, that our ancestors came from possibly Guinea-Bissau, and so I'm putting together a trip that's going to happen probably in approximately a year, but the vision is going down on paper and it's in the making, and so I just want to put the word out that I'm working on planning that a trip back to tracing our roots, and I see and encourage
That's
all
wonderful.
African Americans to trace your roots because we all came from somewhere, and it's time that we all connected. There's too much separation in this country with African Americans or Black people. And we all need to come together. That's what it is as far as our youth being out there in the streets getting beat by the cops or going with the wrong crowd. We don't want to do that. We want to pull them up and train them up early and unite. United we stand, divided we fall. So we want to definitely unite. And I think that as long as we continue networking and doing what we're doing and like Kim said, giving back to the community, offering jobs. Our young people need jobs. Our young people need to have that mentorship. Some of these young boys don't have fathers out there. They don't know what it is to put on a tie or even how to make one. Some of these boys don't even know how to pee straight. Excuse my boldness, but I'm a bold woman, so some of them don't know how to pee straight.
Ma'am.
And, you know, they need that mentorship. So if they don't get it at home or from somebody that's a mentor, they're going to get it out in the street, and we don't want that. We want to keep them out of the gangs. We want to keep them away from the guns. We want to keep them away from the thugs, keep them away from the drugs, keep them away from being in the wrong place at the wrong time, wearing hoodies with their pants hanging down in the streets and being misinterpreted by the cops for it to then become a domino effect. We definitely want to stop it before it starts.
I'm glad. I just wanted to say one more thing because you were mentioning about the travel and for all the callers that are on the line that may be in different cities, don't let that stop you from connecting with Peace and Progression. Especially if you just give us an email and let us know what city you're in, we do our order. What makes us a co-op is we're ordering by volume, which helps us pass on better costs to everyone. So if you're in a different city, the Freedom Paper Company can do fulfillment in different cities. But we're asking that you actually give us an email so we can, you know, figure out the logistics of getting things to you. So if you're in Florida, Texas, I'm not sure how far your call go, but at any point, I've gotten calls from South Carolina, Winston-Salem, gotten calls from Richmond, Virginia. So, you know, just the best way is just to give us an email, let us know what you're into. As Sister Keisha said, we have over 600 products. So we have kitchen products. If you know somebody who's a caterer, if you know somebody who's doing janitorial or house cleaning and they need better, more eco-friendly cleaning
fantastic. All right, so definitely, you listeners out there, don't be shy. And I always believe in the Southern saying, because my parents are both originally from the South, a closed mouth don't get fed. So if you don't say nothing, you're not going to get nothing. You're not sure, it's always good to ask somebody. And we all know that term, you better ask somebody. If you're not sure, ask. You have the email address that Ms. Kim mentioned, peaceandprogression@gmail.com. That's peaceandprogression@gmail.com. Also, we want you to keep in touch and stay in tune with the prayer line. Visit us on our social media page, The Prayer Line, through Facebook.com. Also, all of our shows are recorded. Certainly check us out. We have other shows, www.blogtalkradio.com/The Prayer Line. If you want to tune in with us again next Sunday, which we do this every Sunday at 6:30, same time, same station, the phone number to dial into is 323-870-4054. And we're going to go ahead and close this out. And again, the bottom line is stay on task. Whomever your belief is in, you just pray about it and then you be about it. And make sure that you get that mentorship, do the mentorship, and once you get where you're going, you bring someone else with you. That is the topic of the day today, is to be about it. Take that step and then take the next. Thank you so much for tuning in with us, and you have a great day. Thank you. This is Selena signing off.